Zapata and the Bull of a Watch. During the early 1900s, there's a civil war in Mexico between the Carranza government and various other revolutionary groups. The two most famous revolutionary leaders fighting Carranza was, of course, Pancho Villa and Emilio Zapata. And in America, we pretty much are aware of these because their raids into the southwest United States occur at approximately the time that the World War I is going on, but more specifically at the timing of the Zimmermann telegram, the famous telegram from the German high command to their ambassador in Mexico, which said that, you know, if we can't keep America out of the war, go to Mexico, tell them that they'll come on in on our side, they can recapture some of their lost land in the southwest part of the United States. And of course, when that was published in American newspapers, the people living in the southwest had said, hey, see, this has been going on all along. They didn't equate with what was taking place in northern Mexico and the southwest United States with the issue of Mexican Civil War revolution. They put it in terms of the Europeans, and the Germans were behind it. But what was happening is Pancho Villa and Emilio Zapata were raiding areas around the border in the southwest United States, Arizona, New Mexico, to get money. Now, Pancho Villa robbed banks, and so he would come in, the famous attack on Colombia, where he robs the bank with several hundred of his men, and unfortunately for them, there's an army base not very far, and so there's a big shootout, and a lot of his men are lost. But Emilio Zapata robbed trains, and what he would do is he would stop the train, would block the track or whatever it was, stop the train, and then they would rob the train of the mail, whatever money it was carrying, and then they would go down through the cars, taking jewelry from people that he could sell, gold, silver, jewelry, take their money. But he only stole one watch. He would take all of the Bulova watches that people wore because evidently he had a market for them. He claimed that it was the only watch that was valuable enough to steal. So that continued on for a little while, and eventually in, I think it's 1918 or 1919, the Bulova Watch Company actually ran a national advertising campaign around the subject. It said, own the only watch worth stealing. If it's good enough for Zapata, it's good enough for you, which is kind of a unique aspect. Of course, the raiding stopped after we sent the American Expeditionary Force down there with General Pershing for the most part, and then eventually the Mexican Civil War gets settled. But that's the story with Zapata and the Bull of a Watch.